Hello, Andy here, and welcome back for day two. Yesterday we began to see ourselves as essentially okay. And if you think you're not okay, I'm afraid you're wrong, because I say so. Of course, I'm sure you can have lots of thoughts about why you're not okay, life situation, maybe you're unwell, maybe you don't like your job. What I'm talking about is underneath all that. It's not easy to see, but it's there. Our okayness is essentially our field of awareness, without adding anything to it. Whoa, we're going a bit deep again. I'm just putting that one out there, and you can check it out for yourself. Everything I say needs to be tried and tested by you. I'm not expecting you to go with it unless it's true for you. Today we're going to look a little more at the relationship you have with yourself. So let's start at the start. A lot of the views that we have about ourselves are based on childhood experiences. And these are the views of key figures in our lives, which we grow up holding on to as the truth. And I'm not going to go into childhood in too much detail, but it's very important to acknowledge that. And our ability to access different emotions and express ourselves really has a lot to do with how we were able to express these as children. For example, maybe we were told not to be scared, not to be angry, maybe tears weren't allowed. As we progress through this program, we begin to work a lot with emotions, as being able to access them and use them freely can open up so many new possibilities for us. This will all make sense later in the program. This course is also about challenging self-beliefs, as I mentioned earlier. So if you're an anxious person, and you think you always have been, and you worry too much, it just means you want everything to turn out okay. And because you see yourself as an anxious person, doesn't mean you always will be. And we have so many labels for ourselves. Bad person, quiet person, we always let others down, we're too social, we're not social enough, we're boring. Wow, we really project a lot of stuff. Today we're going to explore how we unfairly judge ourselves, and let's see if we can challenge this a little bit. So let's do our meditation for today. Finding your comfortable meditation posture. With a nice straight back, sitting tall and dignified, with a sense of uplift. And take a deep breath in. Breathing out. And gently closing your eyes. Turning your attention inwards. And letting go of the day you've had so far. Any responsibilities you have. Any worries or concerns. And giving yourself permission to be in this moment. In the here and now. And now placing your attention on your breathing, noticing it wherever it's most vivid for you right now. And then continuing to rest your attention on the sensations of your breathing to give your mind and body an opportunity to settle. Now allowing your breath to move into the background of your awareness and asking yourself this question: how do I feel about myself right now? Becoming aware of the general feeling tone. How do I feel about myself right now? You can pick this up in your thoughts, in body sensations, through your emotions, maybe noticing if you're feeling positive about yourself, negative, or neutral. And how do you feel when you notice this? Aversion? Happiness? Maybe warmth? Fear? Shame? Maybe a sense of joy? Isolation? And without getting involved in the details, simply noticing how you feel about yourself right now. Accepting how you feel as best you can. And as an act of kindness towards yourself, imagine being wrapped in a warm blanket of light, and this blanket holds you safely and contains how you're feeling right now. Really feeling that warm blanket around you, covering your whole body, with just your face visible, looking out, feeling safe, cared for. And knowing that there are conditions and causes that make us who we are, and we didn't have that much control. You were once a baby, and now you're an adult, and you were shaped by many factors, not all positive. So can you be okay with who you are, knowing that the real, true you is deeper than a collection of thoughts and feelings? And continuing to sit in your warm blanket, bringing acceptance to how you are right now. And now taking a deep breath in. Breathing out. And gently opening your eyes as we end this meditation. We start off in life as a blank canvas. And by the time we're adults, we've been painted in so many layers, we can barely see what's underneath. It's pretty confusing. We all have a history, but as you know, our ability to change internally is infinite. Let's see if you can shift, even a little, over this program. And don't worry, I'll keep this program fun and playful, but remember to look after yourself too, else things inevitably will come up for you. And remember, you can return to your breath at any point. Head to your feet, and even open your eyes, grab a chocolate cookie and a hot drink, and then return to my guidance. This is your program, and as Annie Lamott says, my mind is like a bad neighbourhood. I try not to go there alone. Well, you're not going to be going there alone, as I'll be guiding you the whole way. That's all for day two. Tomorrow we're going to begin a little journey into our emotions, as this is a key way to unlock our potential within our relationship with ourselves and others. Not being in touch with the array of human emotions we have is like walking around with one shoe. We need to access our emotions, and I will tell you why tomorrow. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day three.